Mitch, fantastic to see you make your start for the Stars. It's been a lot of work and a few injuries on the way through compared to when we had a chat with you earlier this year. Certainly a step up, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely a step up from Shoot Shield and the level that we're at. Bit unfortunate to have an injury in the last round game there, but really good to get back on the field for like most of the game. I had a little yellow, a little 10 in the bin, but you know, I guess it was a bit of a spell. It was pretty hot. But no, it was really good to get out there and test the physicality against some of the next level.
Yeah. And of course, it's been a fantastic year for you because you played most of the year in first grade, and just that experience of getting all that DNA of working hard, not only playing but also training as well, is going to be great for you moving forward.
Yeah, 100%. Just the experience of working with guys like Big Dave Dennis and Paddy Ryan when he was in there, and you got Pat McCutcheon, some guys that have been at the top level and giving experience back to us, and it's really good helping us with our rugby and develop as a player both on and off the field.
Yeah. And what about yourself? Of course, you're still at university there, and being an Indigenous player, you're a real example to everybody else with the likes of Kirtley, and it's something you want to strive forward for all your people as well, isn't it?
Yeah, being an Indigenous man from out in the bush, really proud of that, and it's part of our identity of what I am as a player. Pete Playford, the coach, has got us all wearing white shirts, and it's kind of something that we stand for. We've got nothing, we've come from nothing, and we're a blank canvas, and until we earn the right, we won't wear our training shirts, and that's why we all warm up in these funny white shirts. But I don't know, it's working, and there's a culture building, and I'm just very privileged to be a part of that culture.
And what about study? How's that rolling along? You're getting into your sort of study, and the exams are coming up, man. It's balancing that thing of now being a semi-pro player and study as well is a great challenge.
Yeah, I'm usually on top of my studies. It's pretty good, and they're really it's kind of convenient being at uni, training at uni, and also studying there, but they're very flexible with the elite athlete program there. They help you if you had an exam or an assessment due, you're able to do it earlier and get it out of the way and fully participate in the rugby program.
Well, hopefully you get back out to Geary and see the Goats. They need a little bit of a hand, but you've got another 10 years to go at least, man, as part of that, and we wish you all the best moving forward.
Yeah, thanks very much, Weezy.